Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Scale Riders Podcast. This is episode 105 with your host, 65 Lokes. My guest for this episode is Chris, also known as Just Cruz, all the way from Santa Barbara, California. Let's go ahead and hit up Chris and let's geek out on some models.
Hello.
Yo, what's up, Chris? How you doing?
What up, buddy?
Just chilling, man. Good. Yeah, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, dude.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Honored.
Nah, man. Thank you for taking the time, bro. Like, to being on. I know last time I saw you was at the So Many Ways show in LA.
Yeah. That's the last time I saw you.
Yeah, it's been a minute. And that time when we hung out for a little bit, that was like the first time you were put on the podcast, but it wasn't like a live thing, you know, like an official one. So I was like, dude, I want to get Chris on for sure.
Yeah, it was pretty quick.
Yeah. Right. And,
as usual.
I was going to ask you, do you prefer, Chris, or do you prefer Just Cruz better?
I'd say Chris, just cause the internet's, it's weird, you know?
Yeah,
I know you, so we'll just keep it on.
Not right on. How'd you come up with your name, your alias?
This is my secondary account. I have a primary account for like my personal life and my trade work. I tattooed professionally. So the other account had to be made because I started following a bunch of too many car related stuff. So I was like, you know what? I just gotta separate my my account from my personal account into my car modeling. Because for me personally, when I follow somebody, and especially with the car modeling and art in general, or on Instagram, I like to just see like that content, like just car models.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, I mean, for most, I think some of them have it's their personal one, which I get. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But like I said, I just kind of separated. So that's where just the name came through. I mean, my last name's Cruz. I don't know. I just kind of
it makes sense now.
With it, you know?
All right.
Yeah. And you know, I'm heavily like into lowriders and anything low, and low and slow is pretty much my thing. So yeah. I think it went pretty good.
That's pretty tight. I remember back then seeing some dude had like a sticker on his back of his lowrider, and it would say like low and slow. I always thought that was kind of cool as a kid seeing that. I was like, damn, that looks tight.
Yeah, stickers are dope.
Nah, hell yeah.
I know you're into sticker collecting.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I have a lot. Like, I mean, I do have the like car modeling ones and everything like that, but I also have just so many other types of stickers with music and anything that I get into. I start somehow end up like with stickers, like collecting them.
Yeah.
Over time. Same. Yeah, thank you for those stickers too, dude. The ones you hooked me up with. Those are pretty dope.
Oh, yeah. No worries.
Any plans on making any more?
I think so. I mean, it's the sticker, that's like another thing, huh? It's just like another hobby, sticker, like getting into stickers and shit. And
yeah.
Kind of like branding yourself. I mean, it's not, I guess it's fun, I guess, when you have like a cool sticker to like trade, and I guess people know your work off of a sticker, I guess, but
yeah.
But yeah, I think a new sticker's on the way. They're not that expensive either, and people mm-hmm. like stickers, but I think it's just gonna switch up a little bit.
Nah, yeah. And then I was thinking about it right now too. It's like, I think you're the only, you and Lucas are probably the only people that I know that do car models and tattoo.
Yeah, there's a few. I see a few people. Like Lucas, I know he takes it serious. He has a for sure. He has a family, and as I do, and I know he does it more for like the love of not trying to like I don't know if, how deep in the career he is personally. So I know there's definitely other people that that definitely tattoo either as a hobby or as a career. You know, I do it. That's my life. That's what I've been professionally doing it for 6 years now.
Yeah, damn, that's crazy. When was it when you got into car modeling?
That's a funny story. It was pretty much growing up. I had neighbors who were not that much older than I was, and they were pretty much like gang banging and into the like, you know, into the culture of car modeling, trying to get the lowrider bikes, you know, on the car model or the lowrider magazines, the tattoos. They were getting tattooed before I was, you know, underage, all that shit. So that's kind of like where it all started. And yeah, I think it was a Viper. Probably it was a Dodge Viper. Mm-hmm. I think I like painted the whole body with like a tester's paint pen and fogged up the windows.
Was it the that Viper, the AMT one?
The Dodge Viper? Tell you. I'm pretty sure it was a kit, because all I did was glue everything together. Mm-hmm. Inside, and then probably used like the tester's tube, and then fogged up the windows, and just that was like the early, like I wasn't really taking it like much serious, just like I love, like it was more for the love of the cars, you know.
Yeah. And this was all going down in Santa Barbara out there, or
yeah. That's cool. I'm born and raised in Santa Barbara. Oh, which, nice. You know, I'm like I said, we know each other. You're from Oxnard, you're 40 minutes away.
Yeah.
Pretty close, 805 area, so pretty much familiar with
it. It's crazy because, like, I know we have like a mutual friend, a guy Carlos. He's like a DJ.
Yeah.
He's
like
WizKid. And when, like, back then, I mean, I've known him for a long time, but when him and a few other guys started to go to Santa Barbara to, like, DJ, they became like residents out there at some of the clubs and bars, and I would go with them. So at that time, I only knew Santa Barbara at night. Like I never really was there during the day. So I would always
like locally.
Yeah. Like I would roll up with them around 8 or 9 or even 7 when it's starting to get dark. And we would just be like getting something to eat or walking around. And I mean, all I really knew was like State Street. And then eventually, one day I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go over there on the weekend, like in the day though, not at night, just to see. And man, I was like, I love the beach area right there. How you could cruise it all up and down right there, how it goes uphill and stuff. And then I just kind of explored throughout the neighborhoods, and I was like, damn, they got some really nice houses out here.
Yeah, it's you know, it's definitely double-sided Santa Barbara, because like I said, I'm born and raised. A lot of people know it as a we got UC Santa Barbara, it's a bit little IV, you know, the college town. Mm-hmm. It's a city of its own, and the State Street downtown scene, that's kind of like the tourist. It's a relatively small town with lots of money right next to Montecito, where Oprah lives, and you know, whatnot. We don't see celebrities, but you know, then you got the local side, which every city's got, you know, I mean, it's got its history in early Asian and Chicano culture, you know, heavily influenced, definitely. Cause you could tell if someone's from your town or from out of town, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that's definitely, you know, every city in America, every city in the world, it's got its ghetto, no matter how fancy it is, or no matter where you're located, there's always a bad part, or more of a diverse, more, you know, poverty, more, more culture, you know, the west side, of east side, you know, I don't know, like, you know, like Oxnard, Ventura, like, yeah, people, the, you know, your cuts, like, to me, Ventura was more kind of like the opposite too, you know, like, I saw it as the touristy town too, like, cause I didn't really know much of like going into, as far as Ventura, cause I knew Oxnard more, it was more of like more the Mexican side. My parents are Central American, but I grew up, you know, everybody around me was Mexican, Mexican American for sure. But you know, we'd go to Oxnard, so very familiar. Like it's not too far to not know what's up and your surroundings. But definitely Santa Barbara's got that, you know, rich vibe.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, that State Street for sure. It was very like touristy because I would see people and I would be like, I'll bet you none of these people are gonna be here next week. Or yeah, like the next
yeah,
day,
it's you don't very like that. Yeah. Yeah. And now it's just the total opposite. It's just bum infested, bro. It's just, it's really, it's crazy. Yeah. It's like a bunch of empty, cause it's, the real estate's going up and you know, the State Street price and bro, it's crazy. So you got a bunch of vacant stores downtown and just a bunch of just homeless people just come. I mean, I'm talking about bums. I'm talking about just homeless people just asking for money, pissing on the street, like, you know, bothering people for change. Like, you know, people are like, you could tell somebody when somebody needs help. And it's just, it's kind of funny. It's definitely crazy.
Yeah, sometimes it could get a little more aggressive. Huh?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, I remember on State Street, like, going parallel with it. I'm not sure, but it's, like, behind it or next to it, there's a corner spot that sells, like, Mexican food. That's Mad Bomb. I remember going there to get, like, burritos at night. I don't even know. I can't even remember the name of it. But it's, like, it runs parallel with State Street. Somewhere in the middle. In the middle of it.
Yeah, I mean, dude, there's a lot of good Mexican spots.
Yeah, but that was, you know, like, the closest we would walk to.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that goes for every town, you know? I think that, like, you go visit, like, obviously, you're not from town. You go visit, like, the touristy spots. But the best way to do, I think, or go visit a town or get to know the town is through a local, because they're gonna be like in Vegas, right? Like people from Vegas, they're like, you know, fuck the strip. Like nobody goes to the strip. That's like a different part of town. Like, you know, it's totally different.
Yeah. Yeah. You could always find some stuff in the outskirts of the main area.
Yeah. Yeah. To like, see what it's really like. Mm-hmm. Like the people are like,
yeah. And out there, there's no like hobby stores or anything like that, huh? For like models?
There is. Yeah, there is. You know, the dude, Vern, the owner from
Ventura Hobbies?
Yeah, he used to own the State Street shop. There was a shop, there's a comic book shop that off of State Street. I don't know if it's called Metro Comics.
Okay, yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, so they're like a store down, like still on the same like building. There was he owns Santa Barbara, I think it was called Santa Barbara Hobbies.
Oh wow, I didn't even know that.
Was there for that was there for years. And and like I said, State Street does, like, they get greedy like with the real estate, like with property renting and shit. That's why there's not a lot of local stuff. Like they're starting to be, but so I think he because I asked him about it and he was saying he just kind of dipped out just because of the rent. Like it was just ridiculous, so he just kept the Ventura spot.
Mm-hmm. Damn, that's crazy. So he was like going back and forth, like we're running both spots, or he had probably someone else
that's
running.
What he said. Damn. Honestly, I don't remember. Like, as I mean, when I was going to that hobby spot, I wasn't really as active, like as into it as I am now, you know. So I wouldn't know if it was him or someone else. But there's another hobby shop in Goleta, which Goleta is the next little town like in Santa Barbara, like north, like 10 miles up. It's just a little like an Oscar town of Santa Barbara. It's still a part of Santa Barbara, but technically it's just its own city. So there's a shop there. His name's Ken. It's California Hobbies. Shout outs to Ken. He's good people.
Nice. Dude, I didn't even know about that shop.
That's cool. Yeah, it's pretty dope. I mean, it's not big. You know, he just, I think a lot of his customers tend to gravitate towards the RC.
Mm-hmm.
Like the RC and then the flying, the plane flying.
Yeah.
That's what's kind of like, and it's a bunch of like older heads. Every time I go in there, I'm buying them. That's what I trip out on. I go inside to buy a model, and these old, like, I'm in my early 30s. And when I go in there, there are these guys in there like 50s, 60s, but like talking about their RCs, like, I'm just, yeah, it's crazy, right? Because I don't know, mm-hmm. it should kind of be the opposite. But,
right,
but it's a dope little spot for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because I mean, when I go up north, I've Googled like spots, but I don't get anything, you know, like from up there.
Yeah.
So that's why I never knew. Even what's funny too is that back in the day, I never even knew about Ventura Hobbies, dude. Like when I was growing up and messing with the models, I only knew like a store called Blue Max Hobbies in Oxnard, and that spot also did like the RC and airplane and all that. But they had a big selection with model stuff. And once like they shut down, I was like, all right, I don't even know where to get my stuff anymore. And then I got word that Walmart in Oxnard was selling models. So I started picking them up there. And, you know, like in front of Ventura Hobbies back then, that theater was operating.
I think so.
Yeah.
I wasn't around like there much, but.
Yeah, the building, like, there was a theater right across. So
I know what you're talking about.
At that time, I remember going to that movie theater, and right across was the hobby store, and then, you know, all the food court area and all that. And during that time, you would see a lot of people over there. Like, it was super active and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I always was, like, tempted to go to the hobby store because I saw it. I was like, oh, wow, it says Ventura Hobbies, you know? And I wanted to. But I never had time to go because, you know, we would pull up, you know, buy our tickets and go inside the theater, come out of it. And by the time we get out, it's already like closed. So I never got the chance. And I really didn't even pay attention because I was still like a kid. I didn't pay attention to like the address or anything like that. So like just years had passed, dude. And it wasn't until, I don't know, maybe like 2013 or so that I finally like was going in there just to look. And when I started to see like how many kits he had in his store, and just like the stuff he had in stock, I was just blown away. Like, man, he has a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But I didn't know where to begin. And then when I seen he had like a 65 Impala, I was like, oh man, one of these days I'm going to come back and buy that.
And then
I was like, I'm going to buy that one and then like work on it or whatever. And you know, it took time, like, later, because at the time, I wasn't, like, ready to even take the plunge. I was just like, oh, that's dope. Like, maybe next time I'll get that car or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have any tools or nothing either. And it wasn't, and then later, I just said, screw it. I'm going to go in there. I bought it. I remember buying, like, a lot of my first tools. I got it from him there at the shop. And at that time, I was living in Ventura for a bit with my friend. And it was cool, like, just getting into it right there. And then later, you know, finding out about Hobby Lobby and, like, Michaels, that they had the stash, too.
Yeah.
So, do you still come out to Hobby Lobby in Oxnard?
No. Dude, that's... When you mentioned, like, Walmart and stuff, I've never saw kids, like, when I was into it, at places like that. Like Walmart, like where it was like more commercial, like retail, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as like going out to Ventura for hobbying, it was more recently when I got back into the hobby, not like back in the day.
Yeah,
because you know it wasn't more like like now it's you know it's in our face more. It's like we're interested in it more. It's more accessible to you know be like we catch on to stuff faster nowadays, right? So even like, even then it's like, shit, I didn't know there was more hobby shops anywhere. You know, yeah, like, yeah, it was just like, shit. It was just getting into that, cause my neighbors were, you know, they were spray painting them already. They were painting like other stuff, but like bikes and whatnot. But then they started like painting car models and seeing that there were just, you know, kind of just kits that we could buy. That's where it's just kind of like, oh shit. It was, I think it drew me into it more.
Yeah. When you like came back to it and you were like, all right, like what year would you say was that when you decided to come back into car modeling?
So it was funny because, so after, I think I, this was, what was that? I think it was in, was it in elementary? I think I was like in fourth grade, like when I first started, like, it was going into, like middle school, cause our elementary went up to fifth. So, you know, the more like my neighbors were like getting into it, cause I was kind of hanging out with them, trying not to do like, I always had friends that were like in gangs or a part of gangs, but never it was never to the part where I was like going to go kick it with gangs, you know? Mm-hmm. It was just like, cause it was like from the neighborhood or whatever. So, you know, the more you hang out like at their pad, you know, their mom, it's just literally, you live 10 feet away from them. Yeah. More, they started getting into it. I wanted to do that, you know, cause I ended up getting like a lowrider bike. And then, that's what the funny story about that is, when I first got into it, my mom, you know, she was cleaning houses for years, and then she had a like housekeeping job. But she ended up cleaning this one pad in the neighborhood that I don't know if they were moving out or not, but I don't know. This guy, like, I just found these models already made, like, on a counter. And they were custom, dude. I don't remember. I couldn't tell you if it was, like, I remember one, it was, like, a long body, like, either it was a Cadillac, but, or a 59, it wasn't a 59, Impala, it was just like a, I don't know, it was just like a land yacht, you know, like a, mm-hmm. But it was, it was like a dark green, like a metallic green, he like custom made seats out of cardboard and put like a fuzzy, like material on it. And I saw a few Hot Wheels. Like, I think he was like definitely into the hobby. You know what I mean? And I wasn't like, I had no idea. I was like, oh shit, these cars are already done. They're fucking bad.
And, yeah.
But what happened was, I ended up jacking them. I took like three of his builds, bro, and like a Hot Wheel. It was like a Dodge Ram, one of those like extended cabs, like I think it was like a 98, because I remember that was like, it was around that time, like 99, like 2000. And oh my god, like I had those, and I obviously didn't tell my mom, and I felt bad because it was just like a one-time like job for her. And I was a piece of shit because I like took him to like show and tell at elementary. I'm telling you, they were like to the ground, like I think on Supremes, or like I mean that's just like my memory. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't know what happened to them, but I'll always remember that was like a part, like when I was like, I think I saw like my neighbors doing like building them up cool, you know. Mm-hmm. So I probably wanted to bust them out with them and be like, check these out, like we're working on stuff below or something.
Yeah, all low key at the pad.
Yeah, that was such a piece of shit little kid, you know, like to do. Like I would have been pissed. Like imagine like you know, one of your first builds or whatever, like your mom's pad, like
Get
somebody cleaned
swooped.
a little kid, like, yeah, takes like your Riviera dog, like not the Riviera, that 67, that
The
like something
Impala,
like that,
yeah.
yeah. Like, you worked all hard, like some kid just like swooped it up and was throwing it off, like,
Yeah,
yeah.
it's
I
crazy
was,
because yeah, when you're a kid, it's like you're still learning what's right from wrong. You're still kind of innocent, but when you really want something, you're just gonna take it, you know?
yeah. And let's not forget, like, I'm in Santa Barbara, dog, and don't get me wrong. Like I said, I come from a low income family. My mom, you know, they're both, my parents are both immigrants. You know, straight up, you know, low income housing, all my life, like, you know, type shit. Like, we live in Santa Barbara. We just work for the rent. Is, you know, as far as people growing up here, you know, because you don't choose where you grow up, but. Once you know, it's you make it a habit. Like, I'm still here because I got family here. Like, my lady, like, I have a daughter, 3 and a half. You know what I mean? So we make it where it's just like, damn, it's kind of harder to leave. So, you know, when you're like that. So growing up like that, like, you know, when your mom, like, you know, you don't want to ask your mom when you know you guys are broke and shit. Like it was easier for me, like. You know, I didn't get into trouble with gangs and whatnot, but I had sticky fingers, dog, and
No,
that's
I mean, hey,
what it was like,
it's
you
like
know.
I experienced something like that back then. Because when I grew up in Oxnard, I grew up in a town, a neighborhood called Lemonwood. That's where I grew up. And it was just like we with my friends, we were all over the place. We would be on our bikes or whatever. This like we were all into like chrome bikes. So everybody was rocking
That
white
was a style
walls
for sure.
and like all this stuff. So
GTs and shit, yeah.
like some
Whatever chrome, yeah.
Yup, like one dude would have a GT frame, another dude would have a different type of frame, but it was chrome
Yeah.
bike, like non-brand, but it just
Yeah,
looked,
BMX style, yeah.
yeah. And we would cruise
I like that
around,
shit.
and then I remember we would go in the ditch, we would do like random stuff, like toss our bikes over the
Yeah,
fence, and
hood rat shit with your hood rat friends.
yeah. And
That's what it is.
I remember there was like this kid we knew, and he was like a collector of like baseball, basketball, football, trading cards. And this fool had like some dope cards, you know? And he would just show it to us, and we would just be like drooling, like, dang. And like none of us had money to go buy packs and all this stuff from the liquor store. And over there was two liquor stores. There was 7-Eleven and then some other like independent, like mom and pop kind of shop. And that was the shop that was we were buying the Lowrider magazines or the Lowrider bicycle. So we kind of, and then they also had a rack that had like comic books or whatever. So we kind of knew like, all right, we're not gonna get crazy here, you know, like swoop up on anything, because then we can't come back, we'll be banned. And then my homie was like, hey, at 7-Eleven they sell trading cards, like sports ones and all this stuff. And they were just like couple of my friends, they were older than me. They were like 3 years older than me. And they would go over there and they would just be jacking the place, like pocketing all this stuff, right? And then one day they're like, dude, check it out. And they had mean stacks of stuff. And I was like, damn, that's crazy. So they were hyping me up, like, oh, we should go, we should go. Come with us. Come with us. And I might have been like in fifth grade or fourth. And I was like, yeah, hell yeah, let's go. Like I was all about it, you know? And then I remember they were like, all right, so this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna walk in, we're gonna like go to the middle of the aisle. 'Cause this is before they had them behind the counter. They had them out. And he's just grab the ones you want and then just put them in your pocket in your jacket and then just walk out.
Just
And then
do
we're gonna stash them in a bush and then we're gonna come back and do it again and again and
it. Damn,
again. So
like
dude,
the same day or what?
yeah, dude. It was so obvious and so stupid. And I
That's asking for it.
yeah, so like it was one of those things, one of those days. We first time I'm like, all right, I'm rolling with you guys first time. These fools had been going there all the time. And then we start swooping up on that, like cards, right? Left and right. Boom, boom, boom. We go out, we go back in. And I think the dude knew, but he wasn't saying nothing. He was just watching us. And then at some
point, just waiting.
Yeah, we'll be here all getting Slurpees, trying to be cool. And then, like when you exit 7-Eleven on the side, they had arcades. So my homie was playing, I think, this game called Bad Dudes. It was like a like two fools can play at the same time or whatever, like a multiplayer game, and you're playing against the game. I think I know. So they
were they buff?
Yeah, they were like two fools flexing in the cover. Like So they're playing that game right there. Like they're playing it, not me. Like I was there with them, but then I kind of was like just lingering, and then that's when the dude comes up to me, the seller, the clerk, and he's like, "Hey man, give me what's in your pocket." And I'm like, "What? Like I don't have. What are you talking about? I'm trying to be all like stupid, you know?"
Yeah, I know the feeling.
And then, dude, I just feel like I'm getting hot. Like my back's getting itchy, you know?
Yeah.
Like
I'm feeling. You're trying to plot your exit.
Yeah, hell yeah. I'm like looking at him, and then I'm looking like where the door's at, where my friends are at, you know? And then that dude's just like, "Hey man, just give it to me, you know?" And then I reached out and I gave it to him. And then he's like, "Were you gonna buy that?" And then I was like, that's when I was like, "Fuck, I gotta be honest." So I was like, "No." And then he's all like, "You know what? He's like, you should just jam, just take off, man." He's all, "Take off right now, before I call cops." And I was like, "All right." And I took off. Like I didn't even tell those my homies. Like, "Yo, I just took off, dude."
Yeah.
And then I guess he confronted them. This is what they tell me, and then they got crazy with them. Like, what are you talking about? Like, because they were older than me. Like, they were even taller too, and so they were able to kind of stand up to that dude. And then they took off, and dude, I kid you not, I didn't go back to that 7-Eleven for years. I always felt like that dude was looking for me, you know?
And your picture's on the wall,
dude. I ran home empty-handed. Like, I mean, whatever I left it over there, like in the bushes.
How many did you have?
I don't know. It was mad stacks, dude. And my homies were like, "Hey, you want your cards?" I was like, "Hell no, I don't want them. I don't want them."
Yeah.
And that's when I learned like a lesson right there. Like, hell no, like I ain't messing with that, you know, anymore.
Yeah. And were you like specifically getting them for the, like, because they were lowrider bicycles, or just because,
just
because you went in there, you know? I mean, I get it, because you went in there and there were the homies, and you know, you were trying to jack stuff to like be cool, but was that your like, "Nah, I want these magazines"?
No, the mags we were buying them at the other liquor store. So when we were going to 7-Eleven. Like, I mean, the other liquor store, that's where we bought the stuff, 7-Eleven, was more like, whatever, like, you know, anything
goes. You can get away with it.
Yeah, much. Like, people who come here are just messing around with this place all the time. And, and, like, that was during the time, you know, people are doing beer runs, people are just doing crazy stuff, getting away with it.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
So it had that vibe already, like, that 7-Eleven was mad sketchy.
Come jack me. It's
like it's sketchy. Yeah. And then I was just like, nah, like I don't know. I was just like, all right, I don't wanna get caught up. And that's when I kinda learned like the right from wrong with that. Like, no, like as soon as the dude said, like, "Yo, like just jam," you know, he gave me a chance, because he could have just been like, "Hey, you're I'm locking you in here, you know, till they get here."
Yeah.
And then they're gonna teach me a serious lesson, you know, take me to my parents and all that shit. So I got lucky, and I felt like, all right, that was something I had to like learn right there. And then that's when I was like, all right, I need to just like stay out of trouble, you know, like I need to work on these, like mess with these models or whatever. With my friends and just do like
step out of it.
Yeah, for real. But yeah, I don't know. But I still remember though. Like I don't forget whenever I.
Yeah.
Sometimes I pass through that place. Yeah. But I
went
back. I thought
he's there.
Yeah. He ain't there no more.
Yeah, you're definitely. You're just like, you're just worried about it. Like, still paranoid.
For real. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Picture still up on the wall? Nah.
Yeah, I mean, there's kind of the same thing. There's a store, I think it was like one of the auto parts store, where they like had the magazine rack like right next to the door. Like, I would just like, it would just be like taking one out after like a brochure on the way out.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it wouldn't be there. They like, they'd get hit to it and just put it. But those were like, you know, the the I don't care days.
Yeah, for real.
For sure.
Nah, but I remember that other liquor store when we would go get cop the magazines. Like, we never knew when the new one was going to come out. We would always be, like, bugging the clerk about it. Like, when's the new Lowrider Bicycle magazine coming out? Or when's the Lowrider?
They weren't consistent, right? Like, they weren't, like, were they monthly?
They were every... Now that I've learned, it's, like, every couple months they were coming out.
Yeah, because I remember... I mean, I know there's not, like, so many, like, Lowrider...
Yeah, or you know, not every... I think it was quarterly, actually, for a year. Yeah. So, I mean...
Yeah, that's what the wait was longer, for sure.
Yeah, and I remember just... I know, like, when you looked at the mag, it would say, like, fill out the form and mail it in and all that stuff, but...
Yeah.
As a kid, I was like, nah, how am I going to do this? It just seems super complicated to me.
And, yeah, yeah. And I had a credit card, for sure, like, info, which we didn't have. Like,
yeah, and I wasn't going to ask my parents.
Or, like, fax. Yeah. Like... Hell no, yeah.
Like, oh, can you get this for me? Like, they're like, nah. Like, we gotta buy groceries or something.
Yeah, we gotta pay rent.
Yeah, we gotta pay rent, for real.
Yeah, this guy. For a subscription. Just like...
trying to subscribe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was... I don't know, it was crazy. But, when you came across Instagram, like for the model stuff, did you come across it from your personal page first?
Dude, funny. No, dude, I actually, what did I, so when I was working at a shop, when I like, after like a few years after my apprenticeship, and across the street, they had like an art store, Art Essentials, and that store's been there for years, and they randomly just had like some kits there, and I saw this like the Revell 49 Merc, the purple one, you know?
Yeah.
And I saw that, I was like, oh, yeah, that's pretty cool. Like, I don't remember seeing remember seeing much variety like when I was a kid. You know what I mean? It was just whatever was on the wall, like, I thought that was what they made, like, so after that, I was like, I didn't know they made, like, different kinds, and then, from there, I think I went to the Goleta one, that Goleta shop, the hobby shop, and then I saw, the fleet side, the sedan, the delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And then that one, it was, I know it was different, and I thought it was, like, a rare kit. I don't know. I didn't know anybody. I just thought, like, I haven't seen this, so I was like, oh, shit, it's, like, a Fleet Line delivery, and I just bought it, and I had it, like, in my station at the shop I was working at, and that's when, like, Instagram was kind of starting to, it was already going, but, I don't know, maybe I looks at them like a hashtag, and dude, I'm telling you, dog, the universe is like a full circle, because I'd seen your 63 Impala that you did when you were like kind of starting your shit out.
Oh, the was it the green one, the green
63? yeah
okay,
yeah, because that was like around the time I started seeing more cars like on Instagram. Right, like, I don't know if it was just me, but yeah, it was around the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when I was doing that build, at that time, that was like me like starting up a model Instagram account, and posting stuff, and then little by little, like, they created the hashtags, and all, and I started growing. Yeah, I started to grow on there, and I remember like finding like Spanx and then some other people. Like, randomly, weird, yeah. Like, but there wasn't a lot of people, though, yet.
No, there wasn't. No, there wasn't. So, yeah, dude, like I said, I stumbled across your shit, and I was like, damn, this fool does clean shit. And I kid you not, like, and obviously you were from Oxnard, right? Like, they're local. So I was like, oh, damn, this fool's local. So I just started following you. And that's kind of how it went. And I just started, like, you know, we started, like, as you go deeper and deeper into fucking Instagram, you start finding more and more and more, and just like, oh, shit, it's, like, getting crazy now, especially, like, if you haven't been in it, like, for a while, And the people that just like stay in it, like they just keep getting good. Uh-huh. And you're like tripping out on like the level of craftsmanship, you know? You're like, fuck, it's
hell yeah.
It's just more than like, just more than what it was when like we were doing it. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how it started, dog. And like I said, yours was like the first, like you did like that. That was super clean. And like when we first started like doing that, and I was like, damn, that was like super clean. You did like I think you had the nameplate. No, the plaque. My bad. The club plaque. You mm-hmm. put like a club plaque on there. I was like, where the hell is this one getting the club plaques? Like, and I'm sure they had them like back in the day already. Yeah. But I mean, that was like opened up to like fucking aftermarket parts and you know what, like all this, like the whole world of like aftermarket parts mm-hmm. into the like the hobby. So that's where it like fucking started.
That's tight. Because I remember like the people that I was following, I saw what they were doing. And I mean, I was like, man, these guys are on another level than me. I was like, I'm still learning this stuff. And then mm-hmm. I remember like being active on there, like constantly posting and working on stuff. And then I reached a point where like I started to get busy with music or other stuff. And I had to like stop. Yeah. I had to stop. And I was like, yeah, and I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna go on this page for a while because it's just it's gonna mess with me, you know.
That's what I noticed. I was like, you fell off for a little bit, and I was like, oh, I just remembered your builds because that's what like started, and then I noticed like you weren't active. I was like, oh shit, this
I think is, like the first time it was like 6 months. I think I wasn't doing like no mm-hmm. model stuff. Like I was just super into like other stuff, and then I remember when I jumped back on. Like I still had like a lot of messages from friends and just people like, hey, you good? Like, you all right?
Yeah.
and then I was just like, yeah. And then it was like slowly, like I had to like get back into it. But I remember what really motivated me was because I, like everybody who I was following within those 6 months, I realized how much they had learned and how much, what level they were at now. That I was like, damn, they're so dope. I was like, man, if I would have stuck it out, maybe I would have been, because I wasn't doing patterns yet or nothing. I had no idea about it.
Yeah,
but that's what I wanted to learn. And then so I was doing other stuff, and then I was hitting walls on certain models. Like I wasn't really executing it the way I wanted to. So mm-hmm. I was kind of like, all right, I'm gonna chill again. Like I did it again. Like I fell off again. Like, all right, I'm not gonna do nothing for a minute. And then finally, when I was getting back into it, I was just like, you know what? Like, I'm just gonna like hang on with this. Like, I don't like doing this whole like on and off kind of thing. And I just kept going, but just from seeing the progression of like people, like escalating, I was like, dang, dude, like this is going somewhere. And the one thing I really liked about it too, though, is like, let's say if like I didn't know something, how to do something, and then somebody would do it, and later they break it down or like somebody explains to you like how it's done, and then you do it, and then you end up like busting it out, like it motivates you so much because you're like, oh man, I finally did it, like I'm doing it, you know?
Yeah.
And you want to learn more, dude. And it's just like one of the things I wanted to bring up on this podcast too was like, it's like right now you're working on your 62 Impala. And how long have you been working on that car for?
Oh man, don't even ask me, dog.
It's like on and off, right? Because you're busy. Yeah. I mean, you're busy.
Well, yeah. It's the thing with this car. I'm looking at it and it's funny because it's come a long way. And it's just, it's, we talk about it like it's a real car, but it's like, obviously, like, that's why we're doing what we do in the podcast and why we're talking. But, this thing, like anything I do, dog, I try to do, like, cause even like as an artist, like we're all artists, like model builders, like, dude, I mean, as far as we take our hobby, like serious, and as far as you want to take it, a vision of it and how like how much of a perfectionist you are and OCD and your presentation overall, like like I translate that like from what I do into like my career and trade into like into what I present like online, you know, if I'm gonna like represent my name. Like, you know what I mean? Like even if a tattoo or a drawing that I'm gonna post, like you know, anything I'm gonna do on you has my name on it. And I'd rather it be like my fucking best than nothing. So I guess that's where I take it as far as the what I'm working on. So for as long as I've been working on this particular build has been like I think it was the first this was the first car that I got into building. So this was maybe like 2000 like maybe middle 2016 I say I cracked this 62 open just to like get back into the into building, you know, and that was when my daughter was born. So it was kind of like I started collecting. My girlfriend actually found after those kits, like we I found I got with my girlfriend and she when we were expecting, she was on those apps, you know, like Letgo or Mercari. And she found like this girl that like was selling like a bunch of kits for the low, like $5 to like $7 each. And
Dang.
it was like 50 kits. And I'm like, fuck, let me get, she showed them to me and she like kind of like introduced me to like the bargain kits like way, you know. I'm like, oh damn, there's like kits out here like for like $7, $10. And I ended up getting like I think I ended up getting like I'm pretty sure like 10 kits for like $30.
Nice.
I
Came
I'm
up.
pretty sure. Yeah, like I think a little like a little more. Maybe I'm gonna say like 15 kits for $30. I'm definitely gonna say 15 kits for anyway. So that kind of like all right, that's when I started like, you know, Instagram plus that and then you know, new parts like wheels, like you know, like to scale, everything to scale. It was more like I was just collecting, buying, not building. Like I cracked one open. I think I started it, but then I just like my lady was like pregnant, like almost about to like pop, and I was just like collecting kits, like parts, kits, parts. Like I don't have an airbrush or anything like that. I was just like, and not so many, you know, not a crazy amount, but I was like on websites like collecting and shit. So that's when like I put this one on hold and like I started it and I actually I didn't end it. That was like 2000 like started like 2017 when I started kind of like building it and I filmed the engine, which was really shitty. It wasn't this one, the current one. It was a different one and I don't know whether it got onto the like you know the search page on Instagram like where you find stuff like where you you know the bottom like
Yeah, when you hit
option
the search.
yeah and there's a bunch of like related stuff you like that was I don't know if my that video was on there, but it started getting like a bunch of fucking likes. Like it ended up getting like 3,000 views or like set
Hell
like it reached like 7,000 views.
yeah.
I
Hell
kid
yeah.
you not. And it wasn't even like the engine was like was pretty shitty. Like the spark plugs, like the wires were like out of scale, like gold ones. I don't know, it was weird. But it got a lot of like
People were watching
attention.
it, yeah.
It was weird, yeah. So anyway, that was just probably, and I think it was just because like I guess it like how new everything was, and it was just like me like recording like a full view of the engine. That's what got the attention. But yeah, I don't know. That's kind of what started it. And it wasn't it, dude. It wasn't even all that. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it's crazy because
But that's kind of how it was.
like lately, I feel like the way like when I go on your Instagram account, I look at your photos and everything. I feel like your presentation is dope. You know, like you're not posting just like random shots of, let's say, the engine or the body. It's like the angles look super cool. And then once you start posting those photos of like the engine, you start to see like that level. Like now you're like on another level. Like it seems like you did your homework. Now you're like focusing on the scale. You know, you're getting some photo etch stuff, and you're looking for the right material to simulate like something that would be real on a real car.
Dude, yeah.
And I'm just like, dang, that's so sick. And I feel like by you doing that, people are gravitating to it, and it's like you're inspiring more people to wanna take it to that level, you know. And the same even with your the belly, the bottom, you started like detailing the bottom of it like crazy, like not just like painting it. You started adding like more to it, like a real car. Like, aren't you doing even like brake lines and all that stuff at the bottom?
Yeah, so like I said, dude, this journey, like it's embarrassing to talk about it, because it's funny, because like a lot of like Instagram is like such a like small percentage, I'm sure, of like of the modeling world, right? Because to us, it's like, even like, you know, you've met like people that are like pretty like in like Instagram, like their popularity with like scale modeling is up there, right? So it's like we kind of all know each other, where especially like we live in SoCal, where, you know, the meets and some of the like the bigger West Coast shows are in California. Mm-hmm. So we get to go to the shows, and we interact with each other, and we obviously chill with each other. We grow like cool friendships and more camaraderie, and that leads to like other people like liking your stuff, and then other people like see what they like, and then it's just like, oh, this is cool, and they find you type stuff. So definitely, like, you know, going to the meets and stuff, when I like I said, when I was just collecting parts and like following like really like inspiring, like, because this is art to me as it is you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, trying to like be at like not a mediocre like level, because everybody takes it however they want to take it, right? This hobby is everybody's. You take it however the hell you want to take it, whether you want to make them, people are trying to make them RCs and you know, more like everything mechanical, where they're trying to put bolts on, and realistically the bolts aren't even to scale still. So it's really like, you know, however you want to take it, it's how it is. But like me though, like I said, I want to take, this will be the first hopefully completed model that I've like, because I mean, you can look at my stuff. I don't even think, like, which kind of, that's why it's kind of embarrassing that I've gone to like all the meets and some shows, you know, and with nothing to show for. But like you said, dude, that was like led for like doing the homework. Like, how did this guy do that? Like,
mm-hmm. No,
like,
yeah.
How does it look like in person? You know, like once you go to the show, and then does it meet your standards? Because sometimes like, if I see something, I could tell myself I could do that. Like if I'm like detail oriented to stuff I do, like I want to do it to something that I'm passionate for is cars, like especially like lowriders and like anything low and like Hondas. Like I'm a big Honda lowrider guy. So those mm-hmm. like, if you love like the culture, the, you know, down to the like even like with this 6.2, when I was doing it, sorry to like circle back and stuff back and forth with this build, but when I started it, it was just painted. I think I did the interior. I said I did the like the engine, and I kind of stopped, and then like it's not like really like I didn't like try to complete it and like show it off. I stopped trying to buy parts, following more people, going to more shows. And I'm like, I can't bring that shit to this show, you know, like, or even a meet. I don't know, like to represent, to put my name on something. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, it's all or nothing. I don't know.
But it's kind of cool. I kind of do feel like it's being treated as like a real car, because let's say I buy like like an Impala right now, and I want to bust it out at like a lowrider like event in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
And I know, like, let's say I buy it like right now this year, like there's no way I'm gonna build that car and have it ready for this year in October or whatever, or when they do it. I'd probably be thinking like, you know what? I probably won't be ready for another 2 or 3 years. Maybe next year. I don't know. Because it's like I would have to do my homework on this car, you know?
Yeah.
Because if not, I'm going to be rolling up on a stock car, and they're going to be like, oh, nah, he can't enter.
Well, it's or a reputation, too.
Yeah, and that, too. They're going to be like, whose car is that? Like, damn, it's all crazy.
And like, then people know you, and they know of you, because this world is so small. Like I said, even in the car scene, man, like dude, there's some, like, I don't know. You know the car Pandulce, right?
Yeah.
Tino's from Santa Barbara. He's deep in the lowrider community here, and I've known that fool because I used to work with Jay Medina, who's from Dukes, I think it's still his 53 Chevy that he just did got done up from Noble Fabs, and this fool knows like a bunch of other heavy hitters and not to mention. In the tattooing world, he knows a bunch of legends, and which I, you know what I mean? Like, and like, it's weird because I'm just, it's just like, we're all like connected within like you know, like I know you like randomly from not only like the car modeling community, but from locally, from other people.
Yeah.
And you know, you've connected to like fucking people from Japan, from like, people in the industry from painting, you know, and Danny D is pretty like close, and like Danny D did Tino's ride, and you know what I mean? Like, damn, that's great. And I know, like, it's just, we're all kind of like connected where if I put a car model, if like I build the lowrider car model, it better actually look fucking cool. Yeah, I'm gonna present it and be like, oh, who did this? Who's Chris? Oh, I know Chris. Oh, he did that. You know what I mean? Like, that's one of the things like I learned like with tattooing, and it's funny because people used to. It was funny working with Jay. He would always we'd always kid around with when we do something like super sick. He'd be like, "Oh, dude!" He's like, "You did that? You know, like you did that shit? Like, that looks cool. Dope." But yeah, like not something like, "Oh shit, you did that? Like, that's, it looks pretty dope." So. Anyway, that's kind of how, like, I've taken this car, and like I said, I love the culture of lowriding and just cars in general. So that's why I've had the car on pause, and, like, I did it, and like, I my homie who paints cars locally, too, he does patterns, lowriders, he's not in a car club or anything, but he's got some cars, and he was helping me. He like repainted it at one point because I like bare metal foiled at a shop, like the 6.2, and my like I got it sticky, you know when you bare metal foil, like like if you like
that,
like
residue.
The residue, you got to obviously clean it up, but I was like tripping on it because I like bare metal foiled everything, I was done, and I was like, what the fuck, why is it so sticky? You know, I was like, I didn't know what to do with it, and I gave it to my homie, and he just like fucking restrayed it like the same color, and I kind of had to start over, and I was like, oh my god. And at that point, like, I'm not one to like get another project to like start, that annoys me so much, you know, so I had to just finish it. So anyway, when it got to like a certain point, like, okay, I remember I started posting more again, and actually my account got hacked. It was weird. So remember I told you that?
Yeah, you told me that like, your
like
account,
a couple of years ago.
Then they changed like the photo or something.
Dude, I had it like I had a better like I have a better following with my hobby than I do like in my personal real life, you know? Like, I get more support from all of like the Instagram followers and you know, cuz I don't know, it's weird. It's dope, because that, I think that's why we're all in it, because like the support we give each other, which is like, is super sick, because, you know, it makes us feel good about what we're doing. But at that point, like, I had like a good like like at least like a thousand, like 1,200 followers or something, like a couple of years back, and with the like the modeling thing, and I don't know, I might have crossed somebody that like didn't like me and was too like computer savvy and just like hacked my account. And I was tripping because it was just it's not like I have a lot of followers, you know, and it was just a hobby account at that point. It was super weird. So, yeah, I got it hacked. So I had to like, fuck, I had to like get a little rebuild the like account.
Mm-hmm. Just start over and
get a little following. Yeah. Damn. You know, I mean, that's the Instagram thing.
Yeah. Whatever. But it's crazy, like going back to how you were saying how like, you know, knowing people and then like what you're going to present. It trips me out that like when you do bust out with a model car, like let's say the 62, when you're done with it and you bring it out, it's like, that's like, you're going to be one of your signature models. That's going to be one of the cars that people are going to be able to, when they meet you, they're going to identify you right away. Like, you know,
yeah, because I only built one.
No, well I later mean, I mean that'll be the, you know, like late, I know later, yeah, there'll be more, but that's how it'll go, because it was kind of the I felt that vibe when I finished that 67 Impala.
Yeah,
I started to get that love and that vibe of like, oh yeah, the 67, and it was always like things were always kind of landing like on that. Then I was like, all right, I need to do something like better or whatever. Like I need to now like
for
do
another one.
Yeah. And then
diversify.
Yeah. It started to change. Like now, oh no, this car. And now I started to feel like, oh wow, like I got a few cars and that are done and stuff. And like people are showing me love with them. And then I started to pay attention to like everybody else who was building cars, like it's like Spanx will bust out with that 64, that red one,
show cars and shit,
the Rojo 64, and it's
that
like
that I spilled beer on. Oh my god!
Oh, you did? No way!
Well, it was like, dude, he presented. It was super windy. Shout out Spanx. I don't even know if he remembers that, but I always feel like, dude, he kind of hates me. Because I was just checking it out, and it was super windy. Do you remember? I was
at one of the meets?
What show was it? Yeah, it was, like, super windy, dude. It was, like, I'm sure it was, like, 2018.
Because I remember...
Maybe the lowballer.
Yeah, because I remember at one of the lowballer events, it was, like, in the early morning, everything's cool. No wind, everything's calm, you know?
Yeah.
But once it starts getting, like, a little late, like, after 2 or whatever, the wind picks up. And I remember at some point chopping it up with some people, and then we turn around and you see some of those tents flying, like flipping over.
Yeah, dude.
Like it got real crazy.
It got heavy. Yeah. So I was like, I was checking out Spanx whip because it was amazing. All of his builds are dope. And I was, I don't know, I just had my beer in hand. I didn't like spill a bunch of beer on it, but it was like, I think the tent kind of like flew and it knocked like, I don't know. I don't even remember because I was smoking too, and it was just like rush. But it just like, it wasn't like I was being all stupid because I don't even drink. Like I had that fucking half a cup of beer the whole fucking time. And that was just because I got it poured and I didn't want to throw it away. You know what I mean? I was coming from Santa Barbara, so
yeah,
I wasn't even drunk. I don't even drink, but I do smoke. But yeah, anyway, it just kind of like splashed a little bit, and he saw. I mean, obviously, I was super fucking apologetic about it, and it just sucks, you know, because I was that guy, but it wasn't like, it wasn't crazy, but I'll always remember that. That day you mentioned it, I don't know, you don't remember that.
Yeah, and it's but it's crazy, like everybody who's busting out with some cars, you know, everyone that's like, they become kind of like a signature piece to you.
Him.
Like you might, let's say.
He worked on it for a while.
Yeah. Like, let's just say for some reason in the future, you sold a 62, right? Somebody else buys it.
Never.
And they're bringing it. They're bringing it out. They're showing it online or wherever. Everybody will know that that's the car you built, you know?
Like,
you,
baby. Yeah.
And you know, what's another thing that trips me out too, is that like when you start going to like car shows, like real car shows, or anything that's related to to, you know, this culture of cars and lowriders and customs, whatever, and you could be meeting people that have a 101 scale, like the real deal, you know?
Yeah,
and
for sure.
And like someone might mention to them, like, you know, like, hey, this is my homie Chris, like, he does model cars, like, hey, check it out. And they show them your Instagram, you know, real quick.
Yeah.
And then they see it, and it's crazy. They'll show you the same love, like, if that was a real car. Like, they're just like, oh, what's up, man? That's cool, you know, and this and that, and chop it up with you. And
nice, yeah. I don't know the feeling yet, but, you know.
It's I don't know. It's kind of a trip.
Like, no, I feel you. And
I see it, too. Well, I see it with some friends, you know, they get that love, and they're kind of like, hey.
Yeah, they see the work.
Yeah, and they appreciate it. They go like, dude, like, for sure. That's dope. And a lot of them, they always say, like, yo, I used to build models, too, as a kid.
Whatnot. That's so tight.
It's a trip. Like, when I start to come across like that, you know, I'm like, damn, like, I wish I had a real car. I wish this was real.
Yeah, for sure. That's why we all do it, you know? It's definitely our dream cars. And, like I said, dude, I'm sure, like, I mean, now that you're, you know, rolling as far as, like, with people in the painting industry, like, the patterns, you know, and, like, getting into that, like, different, like, you know, just different lanes or different doors that have been opened because of the hobby, you know, people are going to recognize whether they paint, you know, one-on-one scale or one-on-one cars, they're going to, if you do it up well in scale, whether it's a Hot Wheel or whatever, pedal car, a skateboard, you know what I mean? Like a helmet, all this, whatever it is, like they're gonna appreciate it, especially just because it's art, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's art, and art's subjective, you know, like to me, like I said, like knowing now that I know, like, for sure the next, like, lowrider, say, like, I'm gonna open up the doors, like, that's why this car, it doesn't have a trunk setup, it's not like open doors, like, because it's my first car where, like, I started and I didn't finish it, so I was just lucky enough to kind of pick up where, like, all right, where, like you said, I did my homework. Mm-hmm. And I know we're at a show, like, I've seen engine compartments, I've seen paint jobs, I've seen like bare metal foil work, I've seen, like, you know, the way it's like a lot of, like, lowriders nowadays, just like in real life, people are trying to, they're not trying to go low, they're trying to get as high as you can, you know, and the true essence of lowriding is in the name. Is riding low. Yeah. So to me, I was like, damn, no one's laying frame, you know? Like, I get it. And then people are laying frame. They're not putting shit under. So I'm like, oh, dude, let's like, and even obviously it's a model car. So it's not like, we're not going to turn it on. That's why, like, sometimes I trip out on people that, like, bash other people, like, oh, cool model, but does it roll? Like, does it turn?
Oh,
like, dude, it's a model stationary fucking car. Yeah. It's not supposed to run, like, or then it's an RC. Then it's something else. But not to, like, take away from that. But I'm just saying, like a true model, it's not going nowhere. It's just like, you know, like that's why people, like, obviously, like, if you're gonna slam a car, they don't care about the underbelly because it's all about looks, which is cool.
Yeah,
you know, like that's tight. Like no diss on that. Like I said, no diss on anything. I'm just, to me, like, I was like, damn, I want to, like, I got it to the point, like, on this car, say, like, I was I think I painted, like, I posted a picture of the painted body. I think the last time, like, the body was seen was, like, on the with just, like, the painted body. But at that point, like, the engine and the undercarriage of this car was like I built it when I first got into it, and I put it together, and I, like, you could, you know how you could see, like, the front chassis, like, the where the, like under the fender wells, you know, you could see shit. And I put the body on top of it, even it's a model car, I know it is, and it's whatever, but I put it on top of it. It just looked super whack, you know? And I was like, fuck. Even, like, to a meet, like to just to go chill with the homies, like, I want to, like, I can't take that shit. Like, they won't care. Like, it's just whatever. Like, but I was just like, oh, you know what? right. So I just took it apart again, and I bleached everything, dude. It was just a fucking heavy process. It was a headache, you know. But I bet I did it. Whatever, it's over with.
Yeah, you learned
But I
something.
just, yeah, like you know, listening to your podcasts, like you know, other people, like I just, you know, I just went with it. Just patience, you know, just patience. Just like anything else, just patience is key. Especially like what you want done. Like what do you see? What do you envision? What do you want to knock out? Like, do you want to half-ass get there? Do you want to like say like, is this good enough? You know, like
Yeah.
how perfect do you want to get? Like, and I was like, fuck it, let's lay frame. So I had to cut the like fenders, raise them up. Like I shaved like, you know, I shaved the like exhaust where it's like I had to like see if it laid flat. And then for some reason for painting that stupid car over and over, and I think it being sitting on the Tamiya stand, it like widened up. You know what I mean? I don't know if that's
Oh
ever
yeah,
I don't know if
like
that's ever happened.
it's happened before where it widens the body from the bottom. It's like 'cause the stands has the wires, and the wires depending how your settings, how you set it, you could set it so the wires are
The pressure.
like wide, so this way it doesn't fall off so the body clips
It
on.
falls off. Regardless, it falls off. You need to tape it. I mean,
Yeah, dude. I was cleaning a model. This is late last year. And it was like a Chevy panel, and I popped it onto the stand, and I didn't put tape. I was about to put tape, and when I tilted it to put the tape,
It
that
just
thing slid
came
out.
off.
It shot out.
Yeah,
I
dude.
had already shot one coat of clear, and it was already dry. And I was
Wow.
already sanded it down because I was gonna do a second coat. And dude, when
Super whack.
it hit the ground, and it ripped. I don't know. It just got messed up, and I was like, dang. So I had to like go back in there, sand it down, like really low, and clean it all up, but it was a mess, dude.
Went an email to Bia, begging for a sue.
Right? But
I'm like,
yeah,
yo. No,
and
yeah, it
but I did
happens though.
notice
You gotta
that
tape that.
it was widening the body though on the bottom.
So exactly. So once I painted it, and not to mention like probably like months back, I don't know, I think I like after watching videos and shit, I'm like, oh shit, these fools are like scribing their like they're like panels, you know, to make them deep. And you know, when you first start, you just scribe, and you know, there's comes a limit where you can't like scribe through it. But I just scribed through the cowl, the front cowl, and I snapped it. I'm like, fuck. And it one again, dude, one of those things where it's just like you get knocked out, whether you throw that shit in the like trash and just start another kit, or just like you just figure it out, you know. And I don't know. I think my homie, like I said, my homie just he paints cars. He's like, just bring it over, fool. I'll put epoxy. Like he put like this fiberglass, or resin epoxy. I don't know what it was. It just hardened up crazy, and he fixed it and he like repainted it or some shit. I forgot. But yeah. So after like just doing all that, it was already like I said, this that it this whole car is just a learning stage. And I could definitely say, I mean, obviously it's not perfect. Nothing's perfect. I mean, even now, like, you know, after I took a picture trying to like shove this engine in all fucking cleanly, like, you know, like you get glue on the fender well on top of a clear, and you know, you try to smudge it off, and now what do? You know? So you gotta improvise and, you know, grab a fucking decal and make sure it makes sense, and it better not be a sticker that says like, you know, I don't know, some Japanese sticker from a Honda kit, you know. But so like, you know, definitely like now at this point, I'm just like, all right, if I fuck up, like let's just fix it by like a decal, because that I smudged that shit. And what am I gonna do? I'm not gonna take it apart, you know. It's a model at this point where we've learned, like, you know, even now I'm sure like with your like cars, like how you execute, like whether you want to do a year build or a quick like to paint something and slam it real quick just to take like to a show. You know, so that's kind of like what how you want to treat your car. So, you know, that's kind of how I mean that's kind of how I'm kind of treating it now. But like I said, even that undercarriage, like that like came after like already like, all right, cool, already I came to the point where the last time I put bare metal foil on it, I've sanded it cleared so many times that all the trim was of a 62 was gone. So if you could see, I mean, all Impalas have a lot of chrome on them, a lot of trim, but that, like, you know, around the windows, even that back, like, little vent. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen it on the 62.
Yeah.
It's got a little back vent. That shit's gone. You know, I'm like, damn. Just and say, so there was say, nothing for the...
Say custom.
There was no, like... Yeah, yeah. Right? I know, but I'm just trying to, like, stay true to a 6.2 and just, yeah. Like, fuck. Because, like I said, I mean, doing the research, meaning, like, I've even, like, in my head, like, dude, if someone, some old full season, he's going to be like, that's not, that trim's not like a 62. Like, yeah. And I don't care what, you know, no one cares. No one really cares. But that was just in my head. I'm just, like I said, I'm just perfectionist type shit. And to be honest, I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing. Like mechanical wise, like all this, like I don't know, like a lot of, like I was talking to my lady, I'm like, what the hell is Eddie gonna talk to me about? Like, I haven't even, like, I haven't even completed a car. Let alone, like, I'm not like a big car, like I love cars in the culture, like, mm-hmm. I told you, but I'm not like a mechanical where I fucking like know that like the spring from the, like, the carburetor,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
it has to be cleaned on some shit. Like, I don't know. Like, hey, I don't know what the hell. Like,
you're not alone, you know, though. I'm the same way.
Yeah, yeah. We're all learning. Yeah. And that's what's cool about the hobby, is that even like us, say, like, we love cars, and like, to me, I'm more style points. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't care. Like even with my Honda, I got a little EG. And I love Hondas and you know, the culture and stuff, like, and I hate how Hondas have a bad rep, but even with that, I don't want to throw, like, cheapy parts on it, like, meaning, like, a, like, you know, like, even now, like, if there's debates, and who cares, like, China's, I can't even talk, I don't have a fucking real car, I don't have, like, somewhere I could say, like, I don't even have a car, what are you even talking about, where someone throws, like, China's on, like, a car, you know, like, but stuff like that, where I know, like, even, like, some people, like, talk shit on that. My homie told me, who paints cars, Chewy, he told me, because I was talking to him about it, it's, like, when people go, like, oh, I want to make my car, like, all original, when, say, like, you're building an Impala, like, mm-hmm. Say, like, you have, like, a non-SS, but you start throwing super sport accessories, and, oh, like, yeah. I don't know, you start, like, yeah, and then you're just not staying true to, like, the original how it was. Like, then you can't really call it, like a, what do you call it? Like, an original, like, all original. I don't know. And, I mean, I see what he was saying, where it's just, like, do you really care? Like, if you want to get down to it, like mm-hmm. people that are, like, oh, all original, like, even though, like, if it didn't come with it, like, it's not it, you know? So, anyways, I'm just referring to, like, you know, like, I don't know, like, definitely, I don't know all that, but it does help, like, us, where we love, like, you know, we love cars, and we're not really, like, fuck, sometimes people talk about, like, internals and, like, I don't know, different, like, you know, different parts that you put on an engine.
Yeah, I'm,
you
like,
know?
What? And you're, what is, like, that?
Yeah, yeah, like, tell me about it, and I'll get it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, but, like, tell me about it, and, like, oh, you see here, all right, cool. And, like, with scale, like, with the model cars, like, dude, how many, like, that's what I was telling somebody a while back. It's like, with model cars, like, it tells you the list of the fucking part, so, and then that translates to your car. Like, if you're trying to change your, like, starter or, like, whatever, like, someone's talking about, like, you know, you're like, oh yeah, the AC compressor to, like, a 62, mm-hmm. like, you know, you're like, I've seen that shit because it's on the part list.
Yeah, like, it's right here. Like, it goes right here.
And like I said,
you learn a lot.
Everybody has different level. Yeah, everyone has different levels of, like, you know, even modeling, you know, scale modeling. Like, some people will be like, you know, try to make fucking links and whatnot. But like I said, to me and to everybody, to, like, the normal eye, like, if it looks good, like, overall, like, damn, like, I don't think it, like, sometimes it, like, your cars, you know, sometimes, or a lot of people's cars, which, You know, fucking everybody like blows my mind and is inspiring, and they don't have to like, people are good, like, they win best of show without like just on the curbside of, you know, just with paint. Some people get down on patterns and that's all they do, you mm-hmm. know, and sometimes, but sometimes even the patterns, like they throw so many patterns and flakes and all this shit, and the color combo is whack, you know, mm-hmm, like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like all this time, like, yeah, you could do that, but like, does the car look good? Like, you know, or like the era that you're going to, like, could somebody not like not know the era, but they could see like, damn, that shit flows like really good. Just mm-hmm. like a painting, a tattoo, you know, interior design, just like anything, right? Like even like the engine compartment, I'm going like, I'm like, fuck, I can't just put like a blue engine in that, because that's just an eyesore. That's contrast. That's visual contrast, where you want to see things pop out, where it's just like, okay, maybe this like, what is this? The Brakemaster cylinder, I painted orange, you know, just so it could stand out from it not being chrome. Mm-hmm. And then like, okay, I put a battery, because I don't want to paint it black, it's going to disappear. I don't want to paint it like dark blue, it's going to disappear. Let's paint a yellow. But what's a good realistic battery? An Optima is like, you know what I mean? So it's just like, what's an Optima look like? What looks good here visually? Okay, do I have yellow? I have a yellow battery, and I'm like, fuck it, I'll just put it like my dipstick is yellow. That's the only yellow that's in there. But that's like eye popping, right? So it's like, doesn't like the, I have green coolant, like lime green coolant that I have. And then I want to put like a there's no other lime green. I'm just going to throw in the, on the front bumper, I'm going to throw in the, like the Felix license plate. Cause that's like lime green, and mm-hmm. I'll kind of like accent that if the hood's open.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and that orange, of the like, engine, which is like a true Chevy, I think, because I see it, you know, like that's not me because I'm a historian and shit. There's a historian. Just like a, I guess, you know, like that's just like, I know I've seen a lot of like picture where the OG colors is probably like an orange.
No, that's so cool. Like, okay. I like how you, how you were just describing all this. Cause it's almost like,
yeah,
I'm imagining you asking yourself this as you're doing it, you know, and this
yeah,
is,
what's
going
to look good.
Yeah. And that's good. Like you do need to like, you know, ask yourself questions like, hey, like, what should I go with? Should I do this? And why?
It's hard. Yeah, it don't come. It comes, you know.
Yeah, that's cool. Sure. It's funny because like, even back then, I was working on one of the models, and, you know, you learn as you go, dude. Like, there's a lot of words I do not even know to the cars that I'm still learning. And I remember at the time, I didn't even know what the word package tray was, like for the back.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
I was just like, I posted a photo of the interior, and then I said something like, oh yeah, I'm having trouble on like the dashboard, but the back dashboard from the back window.
Yeah.
And so somebody was like nice enough to just be like, oh,
that's the package tray.
That's called the package tray. And then I was like,
got it. Yeah.
Oh dang. And I felt all dumb, sense. You know, but then once I learned that, I never forgot it. And then it's funny because then I would be with my friends, right? And they would be talking about the car or whatever. And I would purposely just, because I learned a new word, I'm like, oh, the package tray? And they're like, what?
Yeah,
I'm all, damn, that's cool, huh? The package tray.
Yeah.
And then I'm flipping through a magazine. Hey, dude, check out the package tray in this car.
Yeah.
And they're kind of like, why do you keep saying that? And I'm like, you know, and I'm just trying to like embed it in my head. Like, all right, that's that. And I learned something. So, but it's cool, man. Like, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, we're learning as we go. And there's a lot of different levels.
We don't know it all.
Yeah. And sometimes too, like, we can let sometimes ourselves from, we prevent ourselves from wanting to do something. Because we feel like, oh, no, I'm not at the level, or these fools are going to surpass. Nah, it's just go in there. People will help you out. And
I think,
and figure it out. Oh, one thing that I forgot to ask you that I wanted to bring up, mm-hmm. because you had mentioned, you know, you do tattooing professionally. Now that you've learned things car modeling. Have you somewhat applied those skills and like that mindset to tattooing? Like, has it helped it, or do they both kind of go, you know, obviously like vice versa?
Yeah, dude. Actually, it's funny you mentioned that, because I remember you asked Lucas that, and that poor at like I don't know, he like didn't even answer you. I was like, what the hell, Lucas? But dude, yeah, of course it does. It like both hand in hand. Like I think that's why honestly, I don't know. I'm not like I think I truly appreciate you even asking me to like be on the podcast, just because, like I said, I haven't even finished this thing. I don't even have a model to show for to like represent me. You know what I mean? So I'm definitely flattered that you even asked me to like talk about it.
I think you're making a lot of noise right now with that car. Like, people are like, they're jocking it, and I see it. And to me, it's like, dude, like you love model building, and I see what you're doing. Then I'm like, dude, I gotta ask you these questions. I want to know, like, what's going on? Like, you know, what's
like, what happened?
No, you know, it's just it's dope. It's yeah. It's, you know, like right now, you know, it's like you have this energy, this ability. You're doing this, and yeah, it's just like
finished it.
To me, it's more. I'm more like, you know what, like let's talk about it, and I want to cheer you on, and
yeah,
and let's see
yeah,
it, dude, let's no, see it, you. And everything's all about timing too. Like, let's yeah, just say that.
So.
Let's just say you get busy in life and you can't even finish it this year. It's gonna be yeah, there. You might finish it next yeah, year, you know. But
just don't give up.
Yeah, don't give it up.
I'm a firm believer in that. You know, shit. I'm from here, and my trade, like, you know, and now it's a little more popular. But I think I went into it where it like started to get popular, and I was already like, I went through a proper apprenticeship, just like another like tradesman like would. Like a plumber, you know, they go through apprenticeships, and you know, whoever mentors, they go through something and officially start, like, you know, after an apprenticeship, you start kind of going on your own and whatnot. So as far as like modeling, like tattooing and any trade, dude, honestly, but it definitely to like answer your question, it definitely goes hand in hand, just because maybe I got the like maybe like an eye for like an artistic me, I don't know, you know, like even with tattooing, like if I post something, like people are gonna judge me on it, whether you tattoo or not, you know what I mean? Like yeah, if I draw a portrait of somebody famous, like somebody who doesn't do what I do is gonna nitpick, is gonna judge it, it's gonna have my name on it. So whether like and this doesn't, I mean, we all, this isn't like I take it serious where I'm like, damn, I'm fucking taking it serious. This is just like, if I had another hobby, you know, I'm gonna take it like full force into like, if I'm gonna present something, like if I have an art show, like I've never been a part of an art show, maybe just because I haven't like had that like maybe drive to like present something. After this model, it's gonna give me the drive to present something in like the art world, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it definitely like with like starting the model, being like, okay, I got caught up with collecting parts, and then I went to shows. I was like, oh damn, they're like, these are like the models that are being presented. And then I go to like kickbacks, like you know, like lowballers meets and just the gatherings like that, where like I haven't really gone to too many as far as like how you know you go up and down to do presentations and stuff. But you know, like you said, I did my homework, trying to, as far as like okay, this is like what's like, if you present something like, oh, people are gonna trip out on, or like what's presentable in your eye, where it's just like, dude, did you see that though? Like, or like stuff that like caught my eye, where it's just like, you know, what you want to see and what you want to present. Like I said, like if it was an art show and I did a painting, like it's got my name on it, a tattoo, like it's going to be judged, like, you know, a mock card model. Like if I'm going to bring it to you guys, you know, I remember I said, I think you were with like Armando and Juan and somebody else. And I think somebody asked me, like, oh, when are you going to bring a model? Because I was, like, already, like, my second or third time meeting you guys. And I was like, fuck, I don't know. You know, I'm not ready to go up to, like, with the heavy hitters, you know? And I think somebody was like, oh, don't be afraid. It's like, I forgot he said, like, oh, don't be scared or something like that. I'm like, oh, fuck, that one right there? Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, ooh, all right, yeah. Oh, no, that one kind of pumped me up. But like I said, it was just like, all right, like I said, it's just something I like personally, me, if it was anything else, like clothing line, whatever it is. You gotta put your on to everything. And you don't have to, though, because then now you find out, like, right when you build the model, you could, like, all right, this one I have to take so serious. Like, you know, it is what it is. And they are what they are. But, you know, we spend so much money and time into it that, you know, you want to give it your all. So I think that's what kind of, like, it does definitely help, like, the artistic eye, where, like, but also style, too, though, you know, like what you like, what's going to flow, like what's like really like eye poppy, like what color combos like pop, like sometimes like my car doesn't have patterns, like that's what one of the things, like hopefully like when it's done, that's why it's cool to have like some attention when a car doesn't have patterns in it, because or and the doors don't open, and like I said, the doors open because like now I think I'm pretty sure I know how to hinge a door and the trunk setup and, you know, styrene making, like right now, I made a little itronic eye for the 6.2. I just finished it. It's in my palm. Nice. You know, so like stuff like that, where like you get ideas where you could kind of go and do it. You kind of like, I don't know, you learn as you go, but like I said, this one was like, kind of want to get it over with, then move on maybe to a new build.
Yeah, just push yourself.
It'll definitely go faster. It won't go, you know, I won't like reverse it and stuff, but
Yeah, because it's always like those initial ones when you're learning something, it takes the longest because you're trying to like wrap your brain around it, and then once you get through it, you do it another time, it's like half the time, and then it gets quicker, faster,
and I bet.
It's just like normal. What are your plans this year as far as like show attendance? Like, is there any shows you're looking forward to attending this year?
Yeah, dude, we could. I'm definitely always down to do all the meets. I think those are a little like better because, you know, it's kind of with people you know. But then again, you don't see as many car models and just models. But honestly, I've been trying to get this done so I could just, you know, take it and show it and chill. Mm-hmm. Hopefully NNL. Hopefully because it's my girlfriend's birthday around that time. And I don't know if we'll make it there. But that's the plan, though. I don't even know how that goes.
It's like in a couple weeks.
Yeah, so, you know, it might. But I'm getting to that point, though. And if not... Like, I don't know.
What's maybe the last year you went to you were there at the SoCal Open.
Oh yeah, Camarillo.
No, the one in I think it's Chatsworth over here.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's like around May. I remember last year I believe it was around May. The one in Camarillo, that one's the one with Ventura Hobbies with Vern Hobby Fest. Yeah. That one, oh man, I need to get the flyer so I can start announcing it. But I believe it's in February, I want to say. I just can't remember right now off the top.
Okay, but there's one before that, though, in Chatsworth?
So, no, it would be after. So, let's say, like, if you're, like, wanting to finish your car with not feeling, like, so pressured. Probably the Ventura Hobby or the other one, or the SoCal Open would be cool. Like, to premiere it.
When's that one?
That one, I don't know if Art Lasky's already said the date yet, but it should be in May. That's normally around the time he locks the month down and he does that show.
That sucks because I'm sure, like, you know, obviously it's in a couple of weeks and the next show, and then after that it's like a few months after. Oh, Trip Out 2. I don't know. It's local. I can give you the info. I just saw it on Instagram. My homie, he tagged me on it. It's a barbershop, dude, that they have like model nights on Thursdays.
Really?
Here in Santa Barbara.
What? Yeah. No way.
I know. Yeah. So they're going to have one this Thursday. I think the barbershop is called, damn, I forgot, dude. I forgot what it's called. It's pretty new. It looks pretty dope because they got like three little arcades. I've never been there. But I just saw it. I was like, what? Because you already know something local in your town when you can't meet up. And I've been telling you should have something, like a meetup or a pop-up, something, that you host. But
I would like to do something, I just I gotta figure it out. Like, I was even thinking, like, man, maybe on one of the days that it's not so busy at work, like on one of the closed days on the
yeah, you're
weekend,
for sure.
I could just be like I got the keys, just open up the back and we can work on stuff back there.
Yeah.
I don't know, or just kick it, invite people over, like just to chill, bring their stuff.
Yeah, like Alex, right? He does the pizza nights. Like that's pizza and model nights.
And then
That's pretty dope.
So
Cars and pizza.
that's one of the ones that if everything goes good and the timing's good, I will most likely be there for that on Friday.
Yeah.
We're aiming for that. Because I definitely want to go. I want to check that out and have a good feeling a lot of people are going to make it out to that.
To NNL?
Well, yeah, to the NNL, but the night before NNL,
Oh,
Alex
yeah.
is going to have his
Yeah,
thing.
he's hosting that. For
Yeah,
sure.
so I think that's going to be kind of cool, like to be
Yeah,
able
that'd
to
be dope.
kick it for that. And then, everyone's like, all right, peace, and I'll see you tomorrow. And
Yeah.
like, check that out,
Yeah, then everyone just like poses up for hours waiting to leave.
For real. I
Or
think,
afterwards,
So I think it should be cool. And but yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I already got the days off from work, Friday and Saturday.
Ooh,
So
nice.
I gotta see what's up. Like once the time comes, I don't know. I keep thinking I kept thinking it was gonna be towards the end of the month, but I'm like, oh no way, it's like the weekend before the end of the
It's
month.
coming up, huh?
Yeah,
Yeah.
so I was like, all right,
Damn.
cool. Hell yeah. So I'm gonna try
What are
to,
you taking?
that's where I'm at, dude. I'm kind of like, I'm like, do I take something or do I not take nothing,
People have an eye on you, bro.
because I,
They want to see new content.
I know, like, I mean, I'm definitely gonna be busy, like recording and talking with people, like
Yeah,
doing stuff like
more
that.
of the
Like,
podcasts for sure.
like I want to do a lot of that, but then it's like right now as I'm talking to you and we're doing the podcast, in my room, I have a box where I have like all these kits that I like did a chop top and all this stuff too, or just some minimal like modifications. And I'm just like sorting through them. I narrowed it down to a couple, but now I'm starting to change my mind. And just knowing like the amount of time that it is coming up,
Yeah,
like I
they're not
know.
ready.
Yeah, nah, they're not. Like I know that I can like, every night work on them and go crazy and just like try to get it as close as possible. But I don't know, at the same time, I'm kind of like, am I even gonna
You
be,
don't burn yourself out.
yeah, I'm gonna burn myself up, but am I even gonna be satisfied though at the end? Like I might
Yeah,
be
yeah.
like,
Like yeah, like we were talking about
yeah, I might be like,
presenting it,
nah,
pitching the money. Yeah.
like this is my like me, like I wanna present something
Yeah.
just how you're feeling, dude, the same way.
At this point, for sure, I'm sure you feel pressured to like get better after like every build that like you present, and then now like the stages that you're at as far as associations and presentations, like it's at another level where you can't just like and we all take it differently, like we talked about, but that like I'm sure like you're at a like a year a build a year type. If you're trying to get into presenting something, right? Like something as far as like, because how long did, and that's a thing that it kind of sucks. Maybe we'll do another one because I told you I wanted to interview you. I had fucking questions for you. That I was like, damn, I mean, I could talk to this fool, but then I told him I wanted to interview him. And I was like looking up questions and shit. I had good ones, bro. I had good ones. I have like, yeah, I have a list, bro. So you're gonna have to hit me up again and do one
We'll
for you. I
definitely.
told you, I got one. I got one. I could do it too, because
Yeah, we
try
got
not to like. I studied you too. Don't be repetitive with words. Stay
it.
positive. All that shit.
Definitely.
So
Right
no,
on.
like I said, I had work. I had some questions for you too. But like we could do another time. But that's why I was gonna ask you, like, what as far as like, congrats too, dog, because you come a long way as far as like making noise in the model community, at least the like small percentage of like what we think is like being heard of heard, you know.
Thank you.
It's super dope, yeah, because you know you're super dedicated as well to this shit, and makes it even better, right? Because it's like, you know, we got our peers, like people our age, like that are super like into it, like if we think, like if you think you're into it, like, you know, then like speaking to you, you know, and like what like-minded people our age and not our age, like it's, you know, you keep it like, you know, where it's equally, like it's still fun, and yeah, congrats on that, dude.
Thank you,
congrats,
man.
On the podcast.
No, for thank sure. you. Yeah,
and
no,
the,
I mean,
and
I...
the scale level too, because like I said, from the 6'3" to now, you know, like obviously from doing your homework and you know, people that you've met and things that you've done now, from paint classes to, you know, like I said, your podcasting skills, and not only time, money spent, shit, knowledge, you know, putting your name out there, you know, I'm sure it's on the same level that you're at, and now at a higher level too, because you got to come with heat every time you put something out there, and then people are asking, oh, when are you gonna bring something, and you're like, fuck, you know, what do I like,
yeah,
much like, you know, kudos, dog, and you know, it's all hobby, so, but
yeah.
Like we're all serious though of what we do.
Yeah, man, for real. Know, yeah, it's so like much. Now I'm kind of, yeah, like that. Like my mind is more like, if I'm going to work on something, maybe like one a year. But then I'm kind of trying to treat it as like, it's almost like if it was like a real car, like do the body work, yeah, focus on that. And then later see like the type of stance or what wheels are we going with?
And yeah, just game plan it.
Yeah. And I don't know. Definitely. So sometimes for myself, I find, like, I think, like, anybody, like, the struggles with wheels, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, you don't... Yeah.
What do you want to... What look you're going with.
Yeah, you don't know what, and then you want these wheels, and they're not available, or
and
they are.
Scale,
and,
too. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's and it's almost...
tires, too.
I was telling my friend...
And then if they fit the...
I was just telling them, dude,
no, go for it.
At some point, I'm just going to maybe build models and... that are just going to be like the old, like the show cars, like no, mm-hmm. It's just floating. Like there's no wheels on it. Cause I was like, I don't want to stress over
that's
wheels.
That's the hardest part.
You know?
Yeah, that's true. But I think now it's easier because a lot of dudes are making sick wheels. And it's
printing
it
them.
And... because they're not, they're not like, it's not like it's their Pegasus. Like, cause like I said, even now, like for sure, like on a build, if I'm like fuck, this car definitely isn't, I'm rolling on Pegasus no more, you know? And that's like, that's for sure. And not only that, it's because I'm like, that's the amount of money, like how much paint. And dude, this is all rattle can, you know? I haven't even gone to, like, airbrushing would be dope too, because I'm in a world where like, fuck, it would be sick to like do airbrush art because, you know, some like, that's a dying, like, that's a dying art, like airbrushing murals and shit, like, you know, as far as like, not the patterns, actual murals, like Mr. Cartoon and what's his name, Fonzie from Grease Skull, like dude, or and other people, I forget, you know, that those are just people in the tattooed world that get down on that kind of stuff. But yeah, you know, it's as far as we all want to take it, and you know,
it would be it would be kind of cool though to see someone do like their take on airbrushing, like designs how they were doing it back then on the model cars, but like now, like doing that, like now, like I know that like Spanx, for example, he has that Monte Carlo with El Enamorado
the
front.
Yeah.
I mean, that thing's like,
what's his name? Yeah.
Super dope. And just to see stuff like that more would be like really rad.
It's a dying art though. You already know technology. I mean, you could print that shit, you know?
Right?
And it looks the same now because you could. What do? They put the candy over it.
Matte clear.
Just like,
yeah, just candy.
Yeah, matte clear candy. Like depending candy on where, what kind of, yeah,
give it that depth. That depth, and it's like,
yeah,
damn.
Yeah. So now it's just at a point where it's just like. But like I said, it's cool. It's cool, and it's not, because even with like I saw somebody post where this dude is he made a like a decal pack of patterns with like even like with water drops. I think it was for like a Monte Carlo.
Oh damn!
And it looked pretty dope. Like it, mm-hmm. it matched like what color scheme he was going with. And I mean, but he got it down to like, you know, now if you could print something like super zoomed in with the, like a bunch of like the clarity and the resolution, the pixels on it. I mean, dude, the water drop is a dope. I mean, if you know how to paint it well, like why take time and doing it by hand? But then that's just on that side of things. And I'm obviously like, because it's not done by hand. You know, it's not real.
Yeah, I kind of...
That's my take, but, you know... Yeah. But if you can, that's all I'm saying. Like, even with that car, the Spanx's Enamorado, mm-hmm. That car was done by hand. Who's going to... Like, Spanx loves his craft and his car, so he paid the price to, you know, to mm-hmm. For it. I mean, for the regular dude that has the dope printer and just, you know, getting down on that, that's where the, like, the trade kind of dies off because it's accessibility mm-hmm. and cheap and not cheap, not being cheap, it's convenience. You know, you could just print it at home instead of like paying like a couple of $100, which is nothing for a little mural, you know? Like,
yeah.
Fuck, I charge more like my tattoos and where I live at. Like, bro, you don't even want to ask me how much like for pieces and shit, because people live out in the middle of like nowhere, and like even with the work they get, I'm like, bro, that's my deposit. Like, I, you know, like I can't even break even, dog. Like, like for whatever it is. So it's just like I said, it's crazy how it's like that. But it's getting easier though, right? Because we're all printing our like whatever we want now, like engines and now like dudes are starting to catch on to rendering and they're not gonna need like pros. Like, then again, it's just who makes them. But I'm saying like they're not gonna need people that are making dope wheels right now. They can make their own from 3D printing, right? Because they can start buying files and shit.
Yeah, maybe like in a couple years, like everybody's gonna be like having their own printers, printing stuff up, signature.
But then you need
signature this, signature that.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm saying, then you need the knowledge though too. Because some people do too, and it's kind of choppy, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just not like, all right.
Yeah,
what do you do?
You will get some people that will jump on it just for a quick buck, not knowing the backbone, more like I bought the printer, I came up on some files and I'm printing it. But then it's like later, like the people who are really like about it that's gonna be the longevity for them, like
for sure,
because their product's gonna be there.
You know, everyone get their money, it doesn't matter, but who cares?
Yeah,
and, you know, there's a lot of wars about resin, like printing. It's funny, it's and you sit back and you're like, what are these just fighting about? Like, oh, you're making the same, like, whatevers about whatevers, and then. It's just like, and at the end, they just start, it's just like, who cares? And then somebody else, like, you've never even heard of, that no one follows, is slaying, like, resin parts that are like, but who cares, you know? Like, fuck. The thing is, I mean, there's definitely boundaries and limits, but like I said, everyone takes it to whatever. Like, people make a model, don't copy it, stack it in the back, do another one. It's fun to everybody. It's just, you know, everybody's opinion matters and doesn't, I guess.
Yeah, it's crazy because like for the models too, whenever I feel like, all right, I'm not feeling it right now, but I want to feel that satisfaction of completing something, that's when I turn to like those Gundam figures, because a lot of them, they're already like pretty much painted, you just build them. But but then here's the thing, once you start digging deep into that world, It's so similar to the car model game.
To this, because you want to make it
them dudes
realistic.
Yeah, them dudes are like the same. They're deep on another level. They're
for sure.
They're using photo etch, the same photo etch stuff.
Yeah,
wires rusting. They're having their
damaged
hinging compartments that open and close.
Damn.
Lights.
Yeah,
and then they're scribing like designs, kind of like I look at those scribing designs as like engraving, you know.
And then
they're modifying it by adding styrene, and I just go like, whoa, like Like, I'm barely dipping my toes into that, like, scribing and adding styrene. But I'm taking a chill, too, because I know, like, nah, like, I don't want, like, I know I'm going to get into this, but,
you're gonna,
like,
dig deep.
But yeah. I want to give it some time, though, because then it's going to take, I feel like it's going to take over me for a minute.
Over,
until I learn it, and then I go, all right, I'm going to sit back.
And that's definitely another world. I mean, I mean, modeling translates to, I mean, you get into a car, you're going to translate. You're going to transfer whatever you learn into that. And then even whatever subject matter, if it's like whatever along the lines we do, you're going to pretty much have the skill in it for sure. Right. Cause I mean, if you start one from fresh and say you want to get down on the Gundam, like full, like hinging and photo etch and like battle damage type, like something presentable, like you would treat your car. It would, like, at this point, I don't know, have you done it before?
I've only done the, like, the scribing and the, like, modifying of the body.
But you haven't taken it as far as, like, you have with your cars?
Not like that. Like, yeah. One of my friends was like, you should flake one out.
But you can, right?
Candy it, and I was like, I can do that. Like, I can, I could take those concepts and, like, apply it to it.
But it's not that's not traditional.
But that's not their, like, thing, because, like, my friend was talking about that. He was telling me, look, like these figures in your imagination or in the based on cartoons or whatever, they're supposed to be in space fighting or in land.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of them, they're just like, they're battle damaged, they're rusted, shiny. And they're not shiny. Like, they just came out of the factory.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny.
But that's just like how our cars are too, right? Like, we make them, try to make them as shiny as possible.
Yeah.
Where, like, okay, like, how realistic do you want to go? Like, because, I mean, if once you do everything perfect at the scale, okay, well, how realistic? Like, do you just pick it up and just put it in a cart? Like, because then everything's shiny, right? Because then it's like, you take, like, Joe Alterworks is, like, I always remember him always saying, like, you know, realism is just, like, everything. So it's like when he, like, you know, gives tips of, like, water washing, like, parts, even like a certain, like, worn look, like mixed metal, like colors, not just use like aluminum everything, you know, you want like dark,
different tones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's how art and like color works, and like painting and drawing, contrast, values, you know, like, it's right, like all that transfers into like an engine, you know, like I sprayed gunmetal with the valve covers, and then I hit the fucking, what do you call that, under the carb, like under, was that an intake, manifold.
Mm-hmm.
I sprayed that like a lighter tone, like a aluminum, you know, because, I mean, you could tell. And that's kind of like, but then it's just like, okay, how far, like all cars are shiny, like you said, Gundams are like, they're not just like in showrooms. Well, then again, that's different, right? Because a car could be in a showroom.
Yeah.
And it could be, like, definitely not, like, touched. And a Gundam is not just going to be, like, from a factory just chilling there.
Yeah.
Unless you're making it, like...
But
you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, but there is people that do their flip, like, their versions. Like, they'll do... Like, this one dude, he did a theme that it was all, like, a Nike theme. And it looked dope. It almost looked like
traditional.
Yeah, you could tell this guy was just like, whoever did it was like off the wall. Like, I'm gonna do a different route. It was more like a throwback to like some old Jordans, basically. Like the colors. Yeah, and I was like, damn, that's so dope.
It's all art, and you could do whatever you want. You know, you could do whatever you want to anything. No one fucking's gonna tell you what to do with, like. But I get what you're saying. Like, but to traditional, like Gundam, like. Like, people are, like, the dudes that are, like, how we take our cars at, like, the Gundam shows, like, the dudes that are, like, at the top, they're, like, getting down like that. Like, they're not just, like, they're not just building them and just, like, oh, yeah, this is a show. It's a showroom Gundam. Like, these folks are making them, like the military guys that are doing scenes, like.
Yeah. Hey, and you know what? I don't think I really even talked about it. Thinking about it, but I did go to one Gundam show, and this
here and locally.
Yeah. In it was in Pomona, next to the, I believe it is Pomona, the NHRA Museum.
Okay.
Like, right, and that's the thing, like, I went to it, and it's one of those shows that I went to, and it's, like, only, like, a couple homies know I went to it. Like, I didn't tell really, like, no one I went to that. Because I went by myself. I went undercover. I wanted to see what it was about. You know what I mean? Like,
it was just Gundam, though?
Yeah, strictly. Like my homie was like, yo, this show's popping off later this year. And I was like, oh, damn, I'm going to go. And I thought I wasn't going to go. And then I was like, oh, I got the day off work. Yes. And then I infiltrated the spot. Like, I went in, checked it out. And I really I wanted to see how similar is it to the car stuff, right? Like, like the show itself, the layout, the presentation.
It's like you were cheating, dog. Like,
dude.
Like, you didn't want your lady, like, to be a...
For real.
That's what my lady, like, every time she gets mad, I'm like, I'm going to go see Tamia.
Because
I fucking hate her. Yeah. But no, yeah.
Yeah, no, dude, it was like... I took a lot from that show, just seeing like they had a huge turnout. The people were super like geeking out on stuff. The presentations were crazy. I was like, man, this is like exciting as like to go into like a model car show for the first time.
Different vibes or what?
Different vibes, dude. I was like, dang. Wow. But then again,
like, better vibes.
Well, what was the one thing that I thought was kind of cool that I feel like this is kind of what the model car shows are lacking, maybe, or maybe they're maybe they should implement is like, since this was in a hotel, they had it in a big room, right? So
like a convention room,
ballroom
or something.
So like the first quarter of the room was like vendors. The next like the midsection was like display tables, competition. And then the other like quarter or like the other half or whatever, they had like tables and like mat chairs. And then they had a big screen that they like brought down or whatever. And they had a projector and some dude was like mic'd up. Whatever, just talk.
Like DJing and shit.
No, like talking, yo, at night, like let's say 10, let's just say this was a car thing, right? They would say 10 a.m. If you guys want to come up and sit down, we're gonna fucking talk about patterns. We're gonna teach you how to do
seminars.
Yeah, we're gonna teach you how to tape. We're gonna teach you this. All right, for like 30 minutes or an hour, right? And all right, then next. If you want to hang out, take a break. But up next, we're going to have so-and-so. He's going to talk about machining this or 3D printing, whatever. Like, things that you would be interested in.
Yeah, tips and tricks and
like, I remember I was there and I was like, at some point I was like, all right, I'm going to bounce, you know? I was like, I already like checked it. But then as soon as I heard them say, oh, we're going to panel scribe right now in a little bit. With so and so, and then they said they said his name, and then I look him up, and I'm like, oh man, this guy's like a heavy hitter, you know,
for
the world. So I was like, I'm sitting down right here. I sat down, and I was just like waiting, and then
that's tight.
Dude talked, and I was like, man, I learned a lot. Like he talked about some stuff. I was all like taking little notes on my phone, like he's talking about buy this, and later I was like ordering that stuff. And I was like, dude, you sold me, like, for sure, you know?
Yeah.
And, dude, I thought it was cool. I was like, man.
It's probably like when, you know, you first go to your first, like, model car, like, show.
Yeah.
You know that feeling where you're like, oh, fuck, this is, like, dudes aren't taking it serious. It's like you see vendors there, like, oh, shit, this is, like, paradise. Like, that's cool. You're blown away on another level.
Someone
like,
walking around with a cape, and then they take off his cape.
Yeah, with a hoodie and shit, oh, with the Ray-Bans.
Yeah, it's him.
Like, looking like a bomber. That's tight. But you know what? I feel like it's like that scene is like a younger scene, like overall.
Yeah, there was young, but then there was I did notice like because I'm 36, so I noticed some dudes in their 30s and a little old, maybe like in the 40s. Young, you know?
I mean, that's not. So like, I'm talking about like, you know, military like you know, car like military shows are like older heads, like I'm talking, no disrespect to the OGs, but you know, like double our age, like type where like maybe they've been doing it for years and have regulations, maybe like, you know, seminars or something big where it's just like maybe catering to different, like, you know, switching it up is not like, you know, it's all traditional stuff. Like, you know, I think that's probably like a big factor. Maybe.
Yeah, you're right. It was younger. It was because, I didn't see anybody older. Like everyone.
Not that age matters. Like I said, it doesn't fucking matter. I mean, but you know what I mean though? Like anything, it's just like that, like five, it's like, all right. It's like more like uppity maybe because you could tell like a young dude's like, you know, when some like somebody takes over and like an event that's been going on for years and the dude that takes over is like younger, viber, not the young thing, but just like a different change type. Like, yeah. I guess that doesn't happen like much in the model car scene, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it was cool. Like, but I did notice the difference though. I was in that, but then... Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, everything else.
Should've
I
was recorded just, it.
I was like taking my like, mental notes, like, man, like this.
Should
is
have so- had that like that little like secret like cab, like you were at another. Like I said, it's like you're making this. Like, you're cheating, you know. You're cheating on your hobby for another hobby.
Yeah, and then it's like like whatever pictures I took with the phone. I emailed them. Took video, emailed it, and then when I walked out, I broke the phone like a burner phone, tossed it in the trash, and then I just like I kept walking and I just kept taking off shirts, sweaters, hats, tossing them, and got in my car and I peeled out, dude. Got out of there.
All of a sudden, you're just building a car.
Shit. When I walked out, I put my Revell hat on. I'm like, let's get out of here.
Yeah. Like, the sweater and shit. Like,
I was wearing a Gundam hat and then inside, so they could be like, "Oh hell yeah, this was one of us."
Yeah.
And then when I left,
as you know, Japanese.
Yeah, I left, tossed it, and I put the Revell, and I was just like,
"And when yeah, I, but my I, friends don't see me."
But I had the Tamiya hat just in case if they caught me slipping.
You're like, yeah, that's universal, dog. Like, isn't it? Do they make Tamiya?
Yeah. Like, they geared it towards that too, to Gundam too.
Oh, that's, I mean,
and the cars, hey, they thought about it. They're like, we gotta go every direction.
Oh, fuck. That's tight though. That's cool that you experienced that, you know? Yeah. Like a different, like, because you're into, I mean, like I said, it goes in hand in hand with like car modeling. It's not just car models, like, people make dioramas now, figures, so it all kind of like translates into like, you know, Gundam's the same. It's just different subject matter, but it's cool that you saw like how they like a different subject matter puts on shows. You're like, damn, kind of like looking forward to these more, you know, like.
Yeah, it's like
VIP tickets.
Like you could toggle between both, you know. It's pretty cool. I'm sure. Cool. Yeah, my homie was like, "Watch, if you start going to more of those, you're gonna start meeting like now like the people on Instagram from that world, you know."
And then you're gonna make a Gundam model, like a Gundam podcast,
right? Dang,
it's just like you're
mad
work, torn.
Mad
oh
work.
My god, oh, man. So it's gotta sponsor you. You're looking at some sponsorships, dog. You know, dang. Serious.
Yeah, that'd be dope. That would be.
Someone sponsor Edgar for sure. Yeah, he needs it.
Yeah, I need it, and now I could give away stuff.
Oh yeah, right? Yeah, you're in it for the culture.
That'd be pretty.
It's for the culture,
I'll be pretty tight. Nah, hell yeah. Well, hey, dude, it was dope talking to you, man.
Yeah, like I said, I was like, dude, I don't know.
Why Dang, Chris, you were like, what are we gonna talk about?
Dude, I don't know shit about cars. Like, I was like, a lot of people know history, you know. I'm like, I don't know history. I'm a student, you know. I'll always be a student of the game. Like, everyone's dope, you know. Everyone I met's dope. Everyone that on Instagram, everyone I haven't followed, everyone supports Edgar. Everyone's fucking dope, dude.
Oh, yeah, thanks, dude. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Doug.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for
like
doing
I said,
it.
I want to interview too. So if you're down,
yeah,
you know, hit me up. I'll interview you.
Sounds good.
We want to hear the Edgar story.
All right.
Some people don't even know your name.
Right. All they're gonna remember is
65 Lux.
All they're gonna remember now is me going to 7-Eleven jacking cards.
Dude, I know.
Hey, I had to confess. I had to come clean too. So it's all good.
I know. Me too.
Sorry,
I had to let that one off my chest.
Yes, now I'm gonna be able to sleep good. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, shout outs to that dude that I stole bottles from. If you hear it and you're still building, I'll fucking build you something.
You're like, I'll give you the 62. Boom.
Yeah, I probably will. I feel that bad.
Right on. All
Anyway,
right, dude.
hell yeah, Edgar.
Well, have a
Good
good night,
talks.
man. We'll talk soon.
Word. I'll see you soon.
All right. Peace.
Peace.